minutes to play until halftime. The Evergreens have the Lady Mustangs trapped in the corner, got the ball out to Momsen, and now we got a whistle. That's a travel. Evergreens will get the ball back. Again, I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens playing much better than what we saw last night against Lakeland, so that's nice to see. They'll get the ball here with an 11-10 lead. We were saying before we lost our connection from the Berg Gym that this game, just the pace of points here, long drive to the basket, extra pass down low, and the Evergreens miss at the rim. Studeman had an open look and did not finish. Evergreens' Paige Zarnik got the ball down low and then made an extra pass, unselfish to her teammate, but no finish there. Menominee again trapped in the corner, goes back out to Chen, now swings it cross court. Shelby Thornton, Thornton off a screen, Danny Langseth picked her up and turned her back. Now to the corner, baseline three, no good from Thornton. Ball is pinballed around, got a foul on the Evergreens. Everest is over the back, battling for this rebound. Kara Hammond is called for it. Her first, team's sixth. And the Evergreens are over the limit. So this is a 1-1 coming up for Emily Schwartz. Coach Matt Bullis not happy with the call, and the 1-1 is missed, so no worse for wear. And Langseth gets the rebound. Wow, I don't like that. The referee, who is all the way at the other end of the court, has just called a technical foul on the Everest bench. Coach Matt Bullis was working, didn't like the over-the-back call, but the referee is 60 or 70 feet away from that call and called the technical on the Everest bench. Got to have rabbit ears to pick up that call because, again, it's a quiet gymnasium, but all the way down the floor is the other referee who just called the technical. Helen Chen makes the first technical foul, which ties this game at 11, and makes the second. That was the referee that Coach Matt Bullis was engaged with, but he's all the way down at the other side of the court and tees up the Everest coach. Both of the technical fouls have been made, and that makes it 12-11. Menominee gets the ball back. Not sure I like that. And now Coach Bullis is still talking with the referee who's right in front of his bench here. Probably just time to sit down. Menominee gets the ball back after the technical foul, too. They rotate the ball down low to Chen, makes an extra pass down at the feet of her players. This ball is tied up. And the arrow goes to the Evergreens. So the Evergreens will get the ball back, trailing 12-11 with 5 minutes left in the game. Oh, we reestablished our connection here at Stevens Point just as things got exciting, right? Right. Menominee's got full court pressure on while riding Kara Hammond up the court. No call. Hammond into the front court. Bounces that ball over to Studeman. And now to Zarnik. Evergreens trailing by one for the first time in a while. Both teams in the bonus for the rest of the half. And on the next tied-up ball, Menominee will get it. Evergreens on the perimeter. Three ball in the air just off the back bracket. Open look there for Kara Hammond. Don't blame her for taking it. Menominee gets the rebound, comes into the front court leading by one. And the Mustangs haven't had the lead in a while. Cut off along the baseline. Good defense by Stoll. Got her team trapped in the corner. Turned over. Studeman gets it. Menominee's got two players back on defense. Studeman still going to the rim anyway, and she misses. Should have pulled it back out. She did not have numbers. And Menominee gets the ball right back. I get it when you get the turnover, and they got a whistle. Travel. Menominee turns the ball over. Shelby Thornton dragged that back foot before she started her move to the basket. 4:11 to play in the first half. Basketball is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, gutters. For 65 years, Dunright's a real standout in the community. And Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. Evergreens get the ball back. Kara Hammond goes up high. Zuliger and down to the corner. Bad pass. Turned over. Only the fifth Everest turnover. They had 13 in the first half of the last game. So the Evergreens have cleaned up that part. 4 minutes to play until halftime. Menominee 12, Everest 11. So this has the feel of a game that's going to be decided in the second half. High post to Momsen, now dishes to her teammate. Tougher shot from the baseline, and Helen Chen missed. Rebound for the Evergreens. Kennedy Stoll. Stoll's doing nice work on the boards for the Evergreens. Stoll and Langseth in right now, which is the biggest look the Evergreens can give. Langseth roams down low. See if they can feed the ball to her. 3.5 to play until halftime. Evergreen's bad pass turned over. Went off the hands of Stahl right in front of the Menominee bench. Lady Mustangs get the ball back. 12-11 in a grinding game. And Menominee will walk the ball up. Basketball is brought to you by M&J Marines. Best boats in the business, best selection, best people. M&J Marine, I-39, exit 181, Mozambique. Go boldly, you'll notice the difference. Inside to Rachel Dietrich for Menominee. She misses at the rim. Langseth gets the rebound. Evergreens come back into the front court. On the overplay, almost stolen. Hannah Studeman keeps the rock for the Evergreens. To Zuliger, works across to Hammond. Looking for Langseth down low. Momsen is laying over her back. My goodness. You can get a whistle down low. Get Danny on the free throw line. Evergreens work the perimeter again. Zuliger, set piece here. Stole, almost a bad pass. Tracked down by Studeman near the half court line. Evergreens keep. Studeman to the rim, off the rim, and in. The Evergreens take the ball back and score. They regain the lead. Studeman's got six. 13-12, Everest. 2.5 until halftime. Thinking about the three was Rachel Dietrich for the Lady Mustangs. She pulls it back down to the corner. Steinmetz now posting up. Momsen, foul line extended. Extra pass down low. She's fouled and she scores. Made the extra pass to the sophomore, Shelby Thornton. The basket gives Menominee the lead, 14-13. And the foul is on Danny Langseth. It's her second. So a basket and a chance to complete the three-point play. Now this message, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC, Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and these Midwest communication stations. Second free throw is good, three-point play completed, and Menominee leads 15-13. This possession will bring us under 2 minutes in the first half. With her dribble, Kara Hammond. Hammond gets it over to Zuliger. Back to Hammond as the Evergreens play the perimeter. Evergreens take Langseth out with two fouls. Almost bumped and almost turned over. Kennedy Stahl retrieves the ball. Evergreens trailing by two. They have possession late in the first half. Working the perimeter here. Stahl is the player on the low blocks. If the Evergreens can get the ball to her, Kiara Hammond got a whistle away and a foul on the Evergreens. Fighting for position underneath, Hannah Studeman is called for it. Coach Bullis again up off the bench. He wanted a hold earlier in that sequence. 15-13, a foul gives the ball back to Menominee with a two-point lead. Thinking about the three down low. Ball is loose, taken away, stolen by the Evergreens. Kennedy Stahl gets it over to Kara Hammond. Right in front of our broadcast position, Bullis still works the referees here. Getting it up here, Studeman. Almost a double team. That ball is out of bounds off the Menominee trailing player who knocked it away. Evergreens will inbound with 1:17 left until intermission. Yeah, neither team's going to make it to 20 before halftime here. This will be a low-scoring kind of battle of attrition, it feels like, right now. Kara Hammond's got the ball. Over to Zuliger. Evergreens again from the perimeter. Everything behind the three-point arc right now. And Danny Langseth, leading scorer last night, is probably going to be on the bench until the second half. Don't want her to pick up her third foul. Now under a minute left. Evergreens with possession, looking to tie, or a three would take the lead in this 15-13 game. Studeman's got it around the perimeter to Stahl, and now over to Zuliger again. Evergreens may, they're running offense here, but the Evergreens may think about pulling this out with 40 seconds left. You hold for a final shot here. And the Evergreens still look like they go down low if they get the opening. Go around here to Zarnik, and now in the corner, Studeman. 30 seconds left in the half. Is the Evergreens still looking for Stahl down low? Over the top, nice pass, scoring for the Evergreens. Kennedy Stahl for the Evergreens, tied 15 apiece. 20 seconds left until the half. Let's see if the Evergreens can lock it down on defense. To the corner, Menominee open for a three, passing the shot. Down to 12, 11, 10. Menominee again, Chen outside top of the key, looking to drive into the basket, scoring with 5 seconds left. Left-hand move to the basket for Thornton, 2-1. Zuliger, this would count if it goes, no good. And we reach halftime. The teams traded baskets in the final moments of the first half, and at intermission, Menominee will lead by 2, 17-15. We will be back after a 3-minute break. Back in our Fox Sports studios, this will be a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.